They're cool. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I was enjoying the chanting music. I've been listening to the Gregorian chants for a good 20 years, and I know they only became popular within the last 10 in mainstream.
Yeah.
Music, which I think is a great thing, as long as it's not overly commercialized like Rob Spiewak's enormous head.
Yeah. You know, just scrape your head, man, against the asphalt, okay? And
oh, wow.
Okay, all right.
Wow, that was abrupt.
Here's another one.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We're hearing you.
Hello?
Oh.
How are you?
We're hearing you.
Hello?
I thought you were talking to someone else in the meantime.
No, we're here.
Well, it depends. If you're not listening, we are talking to a few people.
We're talking to everybody that's listening.
Oh. I thought I would have heard some sort of a noise before I could put it on the radio.
Well, there you go. You want some noise?
That's a good one.
All okay. Right.
That was a great noise.
Wake up. The world is on fire. Yes.
What do you do with yourself to make that noise? That's great.
Ahmed, that is so annoying. Put that away already. He don't think that he rode his bike all the way from Islip over here.
Does he get that from rubbing Michael Mara's balls?
No, he doesn't get it that way. But, you know, you probably would get it if you just kind of put your head between two bowling balls. And
this guy's
something
violent.
All over your head, too.
Ouch.
Yeah. He goes again. Let me ask you something. Why do you bother? You're on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Whoopee.
This is the same guy or this is a different guy? Is it like a copycat type of scaredy cats? Yeah. You play something relevant and something that, you know, and, you know, they just drop their meds altogether, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is this show?
What is this? You will never know. Do we ever find out where those shows are? We don't even know where they are.
There's one more.
But I wanted to get the woman's opinion, and we have another caller right behind her. And so let me listen to you, madame.
Well, I don't have an opinion on that because I don't know the whole story. I was just concerned with the fact that I hear so much about immigration.
That's a woman that sounds like Don Geronimo squeezing his testicles.
Hey, hey.
Well, I just, ma'am,
excuse me, ma'am. Just hold on 1 second. You see, this is the lower life form that is etching its way onto the team, hoping that he got a rise out of us. But we have the power of the finger. And now that you're back out there in cyber scuzz space where you belong.
You're finished.
The Don and Mike Show. Where are these shows? That's what I want to know.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is everybody happy?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
This might be Al Roker.
The chafing would be an issue. My soothing ointment.
He needs it.
Why don't you shut up? There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
But if you're just tuned in, you've missed a pretty good first couple of hours.
Yes.
We're going to make a very fast follow-up call here. I'll make sure we have the right music for this. It's either that or this. Yeti, snow glow, a go-go, a go. There, bring it down.
I think that's... I love that other one. Is this your dialing music?
Sure is, Mike.
It's wacky.
Time for Dial Frank Caliendo.
No need to keep it a secret. By this time, the Letterman show is almost concluded, and Frank has come and gone.
He should have taped his bit already, taped his piece, and we'll find out now how he disappointed us.
Instant feedback. Because you're like me. I mean, why stay up? Did you star 67, the number?
No, No, but he sent Rob a text during the commercial.
Oh, he did.
Ah. What did the text from Frank Caliendo say?
Let me get it just right, because it's actually very funny.
Because he's taping the Letterman show, and we've just jumped all over him to please say our names tonight. He's not picking up his cell now,
text
obviously.
Message from Frank Caliendo. It says, I'm completely thinking about the wrong thing right now. That's it, because he's obviously thinking about you guys when he's about to go on the air.
So hold on. He sent the text. How long ago? What time did he send it?
Arrived at 5:03.
Mm-hmm. 15 minutes ago.
So he went on late.
Late, right? Yeah.
If they started taping at 4:30, well, that's probably about about right for the second guest.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just
doing it right now.
He might still be on stage.
Be on the air, sure.
Didn't it just it rang a whole bunch of times though?
Maybe as it turned off for the appearance, I don't know.
He's totally thinking about the wrong thing right now. Or maybe he's sitting next to Letterman and it's vibrating.
Please leave a message.
I just went to voicemail.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Hey, did you do it?
We're just curious. We know you sent Rob a text that you were thinking about the wrong things. And, well, I guess you're almost finished with it.
And now, if you were thinking about the wrong thing, that means you were thinking about us.
That makes us very, very happy.
Because we are the wrong thing.
Always.
Please text or call or let us know what happened.
Please, Frank.
Maybe when he said the wrong thing, he was thinking about racism.
The wrong thing.
That is
very
the wrong
good,
thing.
Rob.
Thank Bye, Frank.
Nice to see you've turned over a new leaf in 2008.
Call you back. Bye, Frank. Good luck. All right, now I'm going to block the number so he does not see that it's us.
To see if he picks up. Well, it would seem to me he's texting Rob. He's not calling us.
And at the beginning of that, it did ring 6 times.
Mm-hmm. Which would indicate that he has it on.
Went to voicemail.
Right.
And now he could have seen that it was our radio station calling. So now,
see if he falls into the same category where he picks up the phone because he doesn't have an ID on the phone number.
I blocked the number again.
Or do you think he's on to our tricks?
But it did not go to right to voicemail this time.
No, it didn't.
Interesting.
We might get a curious, hello? Like we did last time.
How about the first time we called him? He didn't even know he was on the air.
Right.
He was so mellow.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Yeah, just about to go on here. Or he's trying to be funny with David Letterman, and he has a vibrating thigh like nobody can believe.
Please leave a message.
Okay.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
We're just seeing if you were ignoring our call.
And now this is like the movie Swingers.
Or a Fatal Attraction.
Uh-huh. We're leaving too many messages.
We won't be ignored.
Yeah, we're not going to, we're not going to do this every day. But I know it might appear like we're stalkers right now.
Well, but we'll call you back. Anyway, good luck.
Or congratulations.
Yeah.
If you said our names.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, Frank. Call you soon. All right, so that's Frank Caliendo backstage, David Letterman.
And now what we're going to do is block Frank from being able to call us. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
We're going to call somebody else now, Mike. We're going to make another outgoing call. We received the following email from a friend of ours.
All right.
From New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh.
Super Dave.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Dear Don and Mike.
This means that for a week, everybody's going to be doing that voice around here.
I'm writing this. We're going to give him a call in a second to find out details. I'm writing you so you know that I am no longer employed at Cafe Giovanni in New Orleans.
He loved Giovanni's.
Yeah. I am now at Popeye's.
God, he finds his way to the fast food, doesn't
he? I'm working the day shift 8 to 4 instead of nights. Oh. The crew at Popeye's is much nicer and much more helpful than they were at Giovanni. I never have to worry about missing the last streetcar working on the day shift.
Right.
This one asshat.
Streetcar named Desire.
This one asshat, Kyle, kept complaining when I was at Giovanni's that I was being a baby because I had to take the last vehicle home.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
Boy, and it goes on. I joined a book club that meets in the evening. And Friday night, I've been at Bourbon Cowboy with this radio girl, Vidra, from KKND, a country station.
Oh, he's stalking another radio show.
She is a spicy woman who loves to drink.
I'll bet.
Let me see. I love being in New Orleans. I miss you guys. The Popeyes I am at is on Canal Street.
Ah, yes.
Visit me. Super Dave.
You guys look like
I've dined there.
Like you've, no, you haven't. Have you really?
That actually is the first Popeyes in America.
He's at a historic Popeyes?
He is indeed.
Now, Rob, why did you send him? Now, Rob was the one that was BSing. We would be.
I've seen it though.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is not in service.
Hold on.
1-5-4
I left the window streaky.
How would you like to be in a book club with that gentleman? I don't like the leitmotif.
I'm not quite sure I'd like to be sitting right next to him.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Oh. He's not the best bookkeeper, Don.
Oh, really? Has he had things turned off before?
He has.
Forgetting to pay bills and WN?
Yeah, I think that if his phone was working, he probably would have texted because he loves to text. He emailed me.
Yeah, okay.
Electronic mail.
WN is just like saying GD in front of your mother. We all know what WN means.
I know. So. I just thought that really when it something about talking about Super Dave where it just felt right, and I didn't want to say it because it would have been a violation, don't you know?
Boy, now he smells not just like Super Dave, but Super Dave and red beans and rice.
Here's the deal, though. Something about working in a fast food joint in the greatest food city in America. You know, at Giovanni's, at least it was like a sole proprietor.
But Popeye's
you know.
Is New Orleans-based.
Yeah. It is New Orleans-based, and if Buzz is right, it's the first one.
Right.
I think what's important.
And he's employed. That's the important thing.
What's important is that Dave is comfortable.
That's well, right. Dave seems to be comfortable in the fast food environment.
Mm-hmm. He does. As an employee. And as a patron.
And there seems to be a basic strategy of hiring.
Please leave a message.
WLs.
To leave a voice message, press 1. Or just wait.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're just waiting for the phone call back.
Are you done yet?
It's really killing us.
Does Letterman's hand up close look all bloody like it does on TV? Like he has bad cuticles?
We're just so looking forward to the results of what happened.
Frank Caliendo, this is your future calling. Bye now.
That was the best. I didn't want to say anything after that. No. This is your future calling, Frank. Yeah. This is the ghost of Christmas future.
This is your future calling. You are screwed, my friend. On Friday's show, someone called about another acquaintance slash friend of ours who filled in on the Paul Harvey radio show.
Oh, yeah.
On
Michael
Friday.
Scott Shannon.
Right. Everybody knows this guy, right? One of my mentors growing up in the business. We've goofed on him a lot, talked about him a lot.
It'll be designed by the Homeland Security Department, and you'll need it.
What was that?
Is that him doing Paul Harvey?
Good morning for Paul Harvey. I'm Scott Shannon. Young America, this license is for you.
This is.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is Super Shan. At his super shantiest.
Wow.
Now, I want to say, before we play this and totally destroy him, that I believe this has been like a lifelong dream.
Yes, he said that. Yeah.
To replace Paul Harvey or at least do the show one day.
Right? All right.
So he is at his utmost hee-haw, how you doing, Super Shan on the radio.
Right.
So he's
Paul Harvey's really not like that, though.
No, he's not. No. Paul Harvey's not like that, but Scott Shannon is like that.
Yes.
And Scott Shannon has really turned on his hee-haw.
He's kind of trying to make it his own.
I'm Michael Scott
Shannon.
Which
is the best way to do it.
Yes.
So here he is filling in Friday on the ABC radio network for Paul Harvey.
If you were born after November 1964, pretty soon you'll be...
Hey, now, what's going on with that?
What happened?
Good morning for Paul Harvey. I'm Scott Shannon. Young America, this license is for you. If you were born after November 1964, pretty soon you'll get a new driver's license. It'll be designed by the Homeland Security Department, and you'll need it not just to drive, but to board an airplane or go into a federal building. The government wants to have the new licenses in every wallet within 7 years. One exception, you Americans over the age of 50. Officials say people...
Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead. He's doing this whole Super Shan thing.
Above 50 are much less likely to be terrorists. In the ongoing search for Osama bin Laden...
It seems... I've heard him before. He's done radio for a million years. He's at one tone, and he's not... It doesn't seem...
Paul Harvey, I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news. Now the news. Former Olympic sprinter Marion Jones is being sentenced today. She admitted to lying about the use...
For some reason.
It seems to be pressure, at this level the entire time without changing one little bit.
The pressure of this moment has taken him back to WMAK in Nashville. Seriously, like 1975.
This obviously meant a lot to him.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Shannon in the morning.
Of steroids and a check fraud scheme. She retired, gave up her Olympic medals, and asked the judge to keep her out of prison. Prosecutors aren't asking that she go to jail, but Judge Kenneth Kara says he'll send her there anyway.
She's smoking again?
Scott Shannon. I don't know. All I can say,
Shannon in the morning,
is the Z Morning Zoo gives away more cash.
Well, that's the way he sounded when we played the tapes.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Like this.
Hello.
The whole pirate radio thing.
Marion won 3 gold and 2 bronze medals at the 2000 Olympics.
Medals.
President Bush has left Israel, but he'll be back. He's in Kuwait now, beginning his tour of Arab countries. The president says he'll return to Israel in May.
I've got it figured out.
What?
This is not his disc jockey Reed.
Right.
This is his newsman Reed.
That's right.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
Now, if you're like millions of health-conscious Americans, you were in the gym this morning. Maybe you had your radio on with your favorite music, pushing you through your workout on the treadmill or the stair climber. Studies now show that you get a better workout with music in your ears. And get this, for the best effect, the song should have 120 to 140 beats a minute. The best songs for working out, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Push It by Salt and Peppa, and the dance remix of Rihanna's Umbrella Song. Now, page 3.
Umbrella Song.
He's getting more relaxed as he goes on.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon. Rihanna's disco hit song.
Salt and Peppa.
I'm Scott Shannon.
He's realizing a lifelong dream.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to the news. Barbara Scott is having trouble selling her home in
Frank
Florida.
Frank Caliendo's calling.
Oh.
All right. Oh, pick it up.
Hello?
Calling Rob.
How to sell.
Hey, Frank. How'd it go? Good?
Put the phone by the mic.
Oh, you did? Well, hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker. Hold on. Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I did it twice. Worked into mumbles. The first one, I think you guys would hear it, and you would hear, it was like a, kind of like that. So then, during one, this my second attempt, the worst, I don't know if it got covered up by clapping. You'll tell me if it's, but I blatantly go, not a mic.
Yeah. Tell him we said thank you, Robbie.
God bless you, Frank.
Frank, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
He's no Scott Shannon.
Call me and let me know it wasn't good enough.
Tell him we'll call him tomorrow.
He will call you tomorrow, Frank, okay?
Call you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's the great Frank Caliendo.
Good guy.
So tonight on Letterman, when he's doing his Madden, he did what he said he would do, like throw in a Donna bar.
He said, have him call me tomorrow and tell me it wasn't good enough.
You know what he needs to do now? He needs to go check 50 voicemails.
I know, and he's got them already. He knows. That's why he called you. Right. That's why he called you.
Salt and pepper.
Did he say he tried to work it in twice?
Yes. He got it in twice, but he doesn't know if the second one was covered by applause.
Oh, gotcha. Was it while doing his John Madden?
2 Madden mumbles, 120 beats per minute.
Well, it's nice to see that he was doing the John Madden.
Yeah. Well, that's Madden. That's Letterman's favorite.
Watch Letterman tonight and see Frank Caliendo mumble our names.
See, being a guest on Letterman without coming out in the John Madden makeup for Frank Caliendo was a lifelong dream.
Big deal.
It is.
Kind of like this.
So she's come up with a bright idea. Right. If you buy Barbara's house, listed at $300,000, she'll throw in a bonus. Tickets to a Hannah Montana concert.
Tickets to a Hannah Montana.
Yeah. You hear the little laugh? Uh-huh. Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Scott Shannon.
Yes, Cherie. DJ Newsman.
The real estate market may be slow, but Hannah Montana is the hottest ticket in town.
Ticket in town.
Down.
That's too funny.
Wow.
Anyway, you've heard him for many years on the show being parodied, and there he is being parodied again.
Yes. Michael Scott Shannon.
Wow. As Paul Harvey.
Fantastic. Well, how long did the Paul Harvey, was it a one-shot deal?
Friday and Saturday.
He did Friday and Saturday.
Hello, America. I'm Scott Shannon for Paul Harvey. It's Saturday, January 12, 2008. Stand by for news.
Here are the groaners. Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Well, Mr. Shannon, I see you've realized a lifelong dream, and you're doing the substitute shows on Friday and Saturday for Paul Harvey.
Hey, Mr. Drysdale.
Yes, Michael Scott Shannon.
What do you get after you chop off a baby's head with a machete?
I'm not sure.
An erection.
That's today's groaner. Yes, that's the Make Us Laugh contestant that we ripped off.
Earlier in the week, the fill-in was Tony Snow. So they go from a former White House press secretary to Scott Shannon.
To America's favorite God-fearing rock and roll DJ.
Hey, kudos to Shannon for getting the gig.
Sure.
Yeah,
the principal of Glenville Elementary School in Greenwich, Connecticut, has banned cookies and ice cream from the school cafeteria. He says too many kids are tossing out their healthy carrots and turkey sandwiches and heading straight for the dessert counter.
That would be like someday me being able to do the weather on WMAL.
Real oldies.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's your lifelong dream, right?
Yeah. Just the local cutaway.
Doing the weather.
Yeah. Before they go to...
Wouldn't you rather fill in for Kirine in the morning?
Before they go to the deaf girl with the traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, Big Teat Kate.
Yes. And that's the name she uses now, right?
Yes, sir.
They think they'll work at WMAL.
I think she feeds a lot of stations.
She does traffic. Oh, Rob, you're so polite.
Thank you.
She feeds a lot of stations?
She breastfeeds them.
And they feed her.
See, it wasn't all that polite.
Bada bing.
Okay, for 5 bonus points, what is the Kate Slaw poem or song?
It's my name's about... Kate Slaw, if you please. My is filled with blood and cheese. If you'd like, I will repeat it. Better yet, I'll let you eat it.
Very good.
And just remember, whenever I hear that name, Kate. And we always do the same thing. Kate. Her name in lights.
She was.
You had to be at our donkey basketball game.
Featured at our donkey basketball game.
We loved her.
With another one of our celebrity friends whose name we drop all the time.
Right.
Dick Van
DVP.
Good old DVP.
And it was sort of funny because she was just kind of a background player on the show. And
right.
they didn't give her a nickname or anything. They just put her up on lights, Kate. And that was, of all the things we saw in lights, that was our favorite.
And we wanted her to play this in this donkey basketball game because she worked at the radio station and she had jugs that were gigantic. And we wanted
to see the donkeys run.
And it was girls in bikinis
right.
on donkeys playing us in basketball.
And she wore a sensible top. Mm-hmm. She, if I remember correctly, wasn't a bad donkey basketball player.
And she used to know. She used to know that we would call her BTK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which sounds like that Wichita guy, killer.
Yeah, not the same.
But actually right. It means big teeth Kate.
Uh-huh. She didn't mind. We always wished that she would wear clothing that was not more Little House on the Prairie.
More revealing.
Let the twins out.
Let them breathe. Let them breathe. This is going to be good.
And so that we don't totally throw this poor woman under the bus.
Right.
What is it like? Is it deaf in one ear? Is that what
it
is?
Just one ear. Yeah.
Yes, deaf. She's fine.
Left or right?
She's perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
It changes.
And we love her to death. And wish her the very best.
Always.
Sounds like it.
Good people.
Now, I don't know how many luxury
like
handbags
him.
A woman can own. After all, they cost up to $10,000 each, but high-end stores are limiting the number of bags a customer can purchase. They say it's due to popular demand. That popular demand is actually in Europe. The stores fear that because of the weak dollar, foreign
buyers. How much do you think he
practiced?
I don't think he slept for 5 days.
Right.
He probably went and got his chin redone. He went out and he had some new hair plugs put in.
Sure.
He had some lipo done, and for nearly 36 straight hours at least, he just stood in front of the mirror and said, "For Paul Harvey, I'm Scott Shannon."
Does he get to do the great Paul Harvey good day thing? Does he, Scott Shannon, good day?
Hello, America. I'm Scott Shannon for Paul Harvey.
All the way to the very end, okay?
You know, subbing for Paul Harvey, not a bad gig.
No,
not at this particular juncture.
People at the store knew. Okay. On on Monday. In the meantime, I'm Scott Shannon for Paul Harvey. Good day.
That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he wanted to do. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hello.
Yes, Cherie, Paul Harvey isn't here. I'm realizing my dream.
I did it on purpose.
Yes, Cherie.
That's the Scott Shannon motto. Uh-huh.
I did it
seriously,
on purpose. Right.
I did it on purpose. He had a Mazda RX-7. Is that what they were back like in 1980?
Right. Uh-huh. That was his motto, I did it on purpose?
Well, here's why. I've told you this before, and I apologize. I've told you this again. He had a deal where he got me a car to drive and him a car to drive. He was the program director, and I was his best DJ. Uh-huh. So he got us both Mazda RX-7s, a lease deal from WPGC. Uh-huh. His was red, mine's blue. His was nicer, of course. He's the boss.
Right.
One day he comes in on a Saturday. He got the convertible. I got the hardtop. Uh-huh. It starts pouring rain. Somebody comes in. It's a Saturday, so it's very loose. Somebody comes in and says, "Hey, Super Shan, it's pouring rain outside, and your top is down." He says, because he's so cool, "I did it on purpose."
That's why.
Now, and everybody's looking at him like, "How could you possibly have done that on purpose? Your car is getting wet. There's a stain in the interior. It stinks. I put some spray down there, and it's washing itself out. I did it on purpose."
Because he's the cool dude. Wow.
And we all knew that he didn't do it on purpose.
He didn't do it. So did he let it just stay out there and rain just because he didn't want to? He wanted to save face.
This is the same cat in 1979. We're coming back from Charlotte, North Carolina. Robert Murphy in the Morning, is having his annual pig roast. So Shannon and I fly down to Charlotte on one of those little Indiana Jones-type planes.
Right.
We go to this thing. It's sex, drugs, rock and roll on a beautiful beach setting. Fantastic. We got to get back to D.C.
Yeah.
Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We pull up in front of whatever the airport is in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Charlotte, Gastonia. Mm-hmm. We got, like, literally 10 minutes to catch the flight. We pull up in front of the terminal. He says, "Juan, get your bag." I get my bag. He says, "Let's go, boy." He gets out of the car, and he leaves the keys in and leaves the engine running. Now, one of the guys in front of the airport says, "Hey, no parking zone. You can't leave it here." And he says, "Let American Express figure it out." And the next thing I know is he and I are on the airplane having those little drinks out of those little plastic cups.
Right.
And I remember saying, "What about that car? They'll come get it, son.
They'll come and get it. It's their car.
It's all right.
It's a rental."
Yeah. So he just left the car running.
Took it back to the airport.
Let American Express figure it out.
So, and didn't he lock the doors, though, too?
Yeah.
He left the engine running.
And locked
left the
doors.
Car there and locked the doors.
Well, you don't have somebody
to but he figures the rental company will have keys to get in there.
Right. And then walk through the airport like it was no big deal.
And they did, right? They took care of it. Or if they didn't, if it wasn't taken care of, he never heard about it.
Who knew?
It'll be designed by the Homeland Security Department, and you'll need it.
Anyway, there he is, Michael Scott Shannon.
That is
great.
Good morning
for Paul Harvey. I'm Scott Shannon. Young America, this license is for you.
For you.
You, I'm pushing my voice.
This is for you.
Dream realized.
All right, well, good for Super Shannon, and good for Frank Caliendo, and good for Super Dave.
I guess everybody will have to watch Letterman tonight and be the judge of whether he did get our names out there or mumbled. Sounds to me like maybe we're going to get screwed.
Yeah, but he tried.
He tried. That's the important thing.
He tried. Bless his heart.
Well, bless his short little heart.
What you're going to have to do is mumble the name of the venue.
Yeah, well, he's added a second show at the Real Theater.
How's that feel, Frank?
Yeah.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.